Love.
It's love. LSD
love.
Time.
Love.
Sex.
No, that's horrible, by the way. I want you to
damnation.
Dance.
Danger.
Darkness.
Drugs. This is the only drug of choice.
That desperado. Destruction. Okay, I'll take that. What about you guys? What do you think?
LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
But before that, I want to just let everybody know that it is so hot. My God, I'm like melting away. Everybody asks me, have you lost weight? Have you lost weight? Yes, I have, because it's like I'm dripping my muscle away.
You're that sweaty guy we talked about in the last episode.
I am that very, very sweaty guy.
Yuck. Okay. So with that beautiful image in our heads, thanks, Prem. Thanks.
It could be beautiful to some.
Okay. Right. Sure. Right. So we've got questions from somebody who is a really thought-provoking person on Twitter. And she sent us a question about the dynamics of distance and forgetfulness in a relationship. And then we've got a different question about distance and dynamics of bathrooms in a relationship.
That's very confusing. Distance from the bathroom. What?
Stick with us and we will be back.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
We're back with our first question. And this one is about love and dating.
Love.
And. Do it. Pop the hood. Do it.
So our question is from Lady Stoneheart, who's at BW Neha. And I don't know what's happening with Neha, because I know her as really warm and kind, smart, of course. But Lady Stoneheart, maybe she'll explain that at some point with me. But she's got a question, and she said she'd be really interested in knowing Prem's point of view on it. So.
Oh, I'm all ears.
So here we go. She tweeted this earlier this week, and the question was, multiple questions, so pay attention. Boys, a question. Even when you're super into her, do you sometimes not return texts and calls for hours or days for whatever reason? Or does that happen only when you're just not that into her? And as a follow-up question, can you hold this in your head?
Yeah.
Follow-up. Yes,
I'm trying.
And the follow-up is, and when you miss her call or forget to call when you promised but apologize first thing next morning, are you into her or just being nice?
Okay, then. To answer her second question is that yes. If you forget, you forget. And sometimes it happens. Like you promise something, life happens, you get busy, it gets crazy, and then you're tired and you go to sleep and you only realize the next day. Or you don't and you're reminded that, oh my God, you're supposed to call me, you're supposed to text me, you did not. And then kind of like leads to a kind of a small fight. But in all honesty, it can happen. So that's your answer to your second question. Your first one.
It's also the answer to the first one, basically.
No, the first one she asked, like, do guys purposely hold off from calling back when they said they're gonna call back but they don't? Yes, we do that, and that's because we play games sometimes.
Charming.
No, it's true. We would do that to see how they would react. Give them time to dwell in their own thoughts and kind of like get some crazy ideas and
wait, you're trying to make her jealous or like second guess you?
Yes, second guess, jealous, like getting their mind ticking for all the wrong reasons. It's very douchey.
thanks for spelling that out. Yes, it is very douchey.
It is, but guys do that. Hey, don't blame the player, blame the game.
That's a cop out. Okay, so she says that sometimes she does forget and life gets in the way. She's not talking about playing games. She says she gets occupied somewhere else and that happens even when she's into the guy. So what about when you're really into her and you're not playing games? Do you sometimes just forget?
Yeah, like I said before, yes, of course. You're a human being. You're not a robot. And even if you put like reminders on your phone, there could be a possibility that you don't hear it, or you're really tired, or whatever. There could be an emergency, could be something, anything, but there's a genuine reason behind that, and that genuine reason is not to do it purposely or to hurt the other person.
Okay, what about just sending a text then and saying, sorry babe, or bae, I just got really caught up and now I'm exhausted and I'll catch you tomorrow.
If that can happen, that's great, but sometimes even that doesn't happen. So you can't hold it against the guy unless it becomes a routine. Then, of course, you need to sit down and have a conversation about it.
Okay. So from personal experience, of course, it also happens that I'm not dating these people anymore. So clearly, you know, it didn't work out. In my experience, when the boy keeps forgetting, it's an issue. But there's also the other problem, because yes, life does happen. So as a girl, even if I'm really into somebody, I could be somewhere where I put my phone down or my purse down, or I've had to leave it somewhere, or it's just gotten really hectic, work, whatever. And I work in the evening sometimes, you know, work spills over into life, or you're with family or in a movie or whatever. And then it's just, you're just not able to call. But I always, always, always text and apologize. I have dated somebody who would get like really paranoid if he didn't hear from me. And that was the flip side of that coin, that I felt really suffocated.
Right.
And I also dated a douchebag who constantly forgot me while he remembered pretty much everything else. And his apologies the next morning were like, yeah, you know, what you said is true. If it happens once, twice, thrice, we're only human. But when it's a pattern,
then you need to dump the guy, because clearly he is not into you and you're wasting your time.
So there's
no thin line between these two aspects. There's a very broad differentiation between the two. So,
but that's what I'm saying. It's a spectrum. It takes a while to spot a pattern, right? Or you always want to forgive somebody the first time, the second time, the third time it happens.
No. If it goes on for the second, third, fourth time, then you have an issue at hand that you don't want to address, or you're just convincing yourself that, you know, wishful thinking, hope against hope. But the truth of it all is that deep down, you know, it's bullshit. If you don't want to be treated like that. If you're calling someone and someone is making excuses and being unresponsive, then you need to move on.
Yeah, but then they apologize sweetly the next day.
That's a pattern.
True.
So in summation, you need to actually not be blinded and be very real about what's going on. The guy or the girl is constantly making excuses, being unresponsive. Then it's a clear indication that you need to reassess your situation and not be blinded, not be stupid, not just dwell in wishful thinking, but just move on, because you don't want to be with someone who's going to treat you or make you feel anxious all the time. That's the worst thing you can do to any human being. And men and women play this game. They play the waiting game. They won't send a text, or they'll receive a text and then they just sit on it. It's stupid, but it happens. On the other hand, people do forget. If that happens, then you need to forgive the person because of all these explanations I gave earlier. But just be real about it.
So take it on a case-by-case basis.
Basically, yes.
But here's the other rider to it. If this person keeps apologizing, so you're just in this endless pattern of not receiving texts or calls in time when you're expecting them, and then there's an apology, really step back, because you're clearly not a priority. In that case, look for that pattern. If this is happening just too often, and work is always, always number one, or family is always, always number one, are you okay with that? If you're okay with that and you're reciprocating, doing the same thing,
great, that's great.
Yeah.
If you're okay with it, it's fine. But if you're not,
that's your problem.
Exactly.
All right. So this is Freeman Rogue saying, yes, it happens, but
look for a pattern.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we have returned after this short, quick break.
Did you go to the bathroom?
You know, I had a funny feeling you're going to ask me that. You're sitting right here. Did you see me go to the bathroom?
It's for our listeners. They can't see you. Plus, they had like a, 15-second break. So our next question is about distances.
It is about distances, but it's also a sex question.
Sex.
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 So we have a question from Mala, And she says that after sex, I need to use the bathroom, and my boyfriend does too as well, to clean up. But my flat has one shared bathroom, and it's also next to my flatmate's room. I'm horribly embarrassed because she clearly knows we're doing the dirty, but I don't want her to know how many times or exactly when. What do we do?
Unfortunately, in the States, this is such a common problem because, you know, most houses just have one loo.
Yeah, they do. Not mine, though. I have two bathrooms and they're far away from each other.
You are lucky. You're a minority. Actually, every apartment I've ever lived in the States. Of course, in college, we all shared the same bathroom.
Right.
And that was... nobody cared at that point. But ever since then...
You just said it. So, Mala, nobody should care about this because it's hygiene. And maybe it's okay. Maybe your flatmate is just envious that look at you getting so much action.
Yeah. So Mala, the other thing you didn't address is whether your neighbor, your roommate has ever said or done anything, or is it just internalized in you? If you're feeling embarrassed, maybe Prem and I can do something to help you do an attitude change. If your roommate is now making you feel embarrassed, that's a different question. What do you think? What is your read on the question? Do you think she's embarrassed?
Yes, I think she's embarrassed. She's thinking too much into it, and it's okay. She comes across as a very conscientious kind of a person. But honestly, Mala, you shouldn't really care because you'd rather go and clean up than not, based on what someone may be thinking. Because let's face it, it's just a mere speculation. If you had a conversation with your flatmate, what is she going to say? Why do you keep going to the bathroom? She's not going to say it. So it's clearly something that is in your mind and you're bothered by it. But honestly, there is nothing to be worried about.
And the other thing, you know, there are workarounds. You could, like, if you're planning it and you're not just, which is sad, it takes the spontaneity away from it. But if you know it's going to happen, you could keep wet washcloths in your room and wipe off with, I don't know, soap and water and a jug, like old-fashioned times, you know. But you should pee. And you can't do that in your room. You really shouldn't do that in your room or out of the window or something. Like, really, go to the bathroom, okay, if you need to pee. And as a woman, you know, to avoid UTIs and to avoid pregnancy scares, because those sperm are really fast. And
absolutely, Mala. Pee, pee, pee.
Pee for Prem. No, no, God, I don't know why my head went there. So you should pee. You should really, really do that. Because even with condoms, which we advocate very strongly, you know, those sperm are really fast and they can get into different crevices, and
oh,
you
yeah.
should.
They'll get you.
Or not, if you pee. So you should.
Yeah.
So forget about your roommate.
Yeah, so forget about your roommate and just do your thing.
Yeah, and feel happy you're getting some, man. Clearly your roommate isn't.
There you go. You heard it first from Rogue.
Yes, it's all speculation. Khayali Pulao, I'm feeling happy for you. Somebody's getting some.
So I hope we've answered your question, Mala. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store. And to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
So Prem and I were chatting about Mala's problem. And, you know, I actually know a married couple where they live in a flat with only one bedroom, and when the parents are visiting, it's all very highly embarrassing, of course, in their own heads. And, you know, parents are parents, they know about sex, but you never want to discuss your sex life or even have it thought about by your parents.
Never. No.
Yeah, which is why we don't tell our parents to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Of course they do. Don't say that. See, even the mom is really curious.
Yeah. It's funny because our mom, being our mom, is very curious to know what we talk about.
Thankfully, she's slightly technologically challenged, and we hope it stays that way.
I doubt it because her sisters are pretty savvy. And I spotted her on Facebook, which was a very eeky and funny kind of feeling when I saw that, because there was no picture attached, but there was all this information about my mom. Our mom.
Yeah. So he sent me a screenshot. It's just like, is this our mom? And it sure seemed like it was.
Right.
So I was thinking about, oh God, now that you've mentioned the Mossies, I don't even want to tell the story.
No, please do. Please do tell.
So at some point, I traveled with my boyfriend and we've ended up staying with family quite a bit. And they've always been really kind and given us a one bedroom, not separated us and stuff. But many apartments in Europe and in America really have only one bathroom. And I have felt like such a... like a sneak or like I'm dirty or doing something completely wrong, like a kid, you know, got out, sneak into the bathroom quietly.
But that's so exciting.
It wasn't exciting. And we were going in together so that, you know, it wasn't like two times doors closing. Like they might think just one of us got up accidentally in the night to pee or something. And it's, you know, depending on your comfort level with your partner, you also don't want to flush too many times, which is, it's not... the coolest situation.
That sounds
gross.
Yeah, it does actually.
Yeah, so you know, it's just not optimum. I totally get Marla's pain.
Don't care so much is the motto in this situation.
Right, it's hard when family's involved though. At least Marla, she's just your roommate. All right, guys, if you're listening and you have embarrassing stories or questions to share with us, you know how to find us. You can email us at lsdcast@sonologue.com, S-O-N-O-L-O-G-U-E. If you want to pick your own pseudonym and you're not comfortable with us using your name, please come up with it. Prem and I are having a hard time coming up with names now.
That's true. But we look forward to any kind of question that you have. So do write in.
And you get coffee. So Mala and Neha get coffee. Yippee.
Lucky Neha Mala, because this coffee is actually really good.
Yes, it is. It's from the Indian bean. It's single origin, organic coffee from Coorg. And you know, Coorg, Prem has this favorite coffee he was buying for like $1,000 a pop from Davidoff.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, is it from Coorg?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep, it's Indian coffee sold by Davidoff.
Huh.
Anyhow, all right, we will catch you next week. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Send us your questions, feedback, everything. Twitter at LSDcast, Facebook at LSDcast, email lsdcast@sonologue.com. This is Prem and Rogue.
Signing off.
You've been listening to the LSDcast, where it's all about love, sex, and desi dating. With your hosts, Prem and Rogue.
A Sonologue production.